Varsity Football Live here on a Friday night. Dick Fain with you. And this is the time of the year and the time of the show when we talk to some of the great coaches in the state of Washington, and a young man doing some great things. I can still call him young. He graduated the same year from high school that I did. So I consider myself still young. I'm going to consider Aaron Maul, the head coach of Seattle Prep, young as well. He did some great things with Blanchette over the last 6 years, and now he's with the Panthers. How you doing?
I'm good, Dick. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, I don't get to call myself the young guy on staff anymore either, but I'll definitely take that and run.
Well, you did a lot of great things as the young guy on staff, both, you know, playing at your alma mater at Bellarmine. Maybe talk a little bit about what you learned from those great teams at Bellarmine, because I remember those teams well. I mean, they were teams that would hold you. They would stifle you. They'd hold you down to 6-7 points a game. The question was, could they score enough points to win those football games? But they had great defenses.
Yeah, no, we really prided ourselves a great deal on just details and working hard in our preparation, and I worked for a phenomenal head coach that was a product of Don James at Washington, a gentleman by the name of Mike Baldison. Mm-hmm. Did phenomenal things down at Bellarmine Prep as a head coach, but definitely a great deal of emphasis on the defensive side of the football.
And then you got your shot. You got your shot to run your own program, and what a job that you did at Blanchette in the 6 years. I mean, you go to the state playoffs in 2013. You go to the state playoffs again in 2014. Talk about that transformation of that program, because Blanchette had been kind of off the radar for a long, long time. How were you able to rebuild that so quickly?
Man, what an awesome experience and just process that I was able to be a part of. You know, we started off pretty slow and had a lot of work to do. Took over a program that was pretty stale for the most part, and we just knew that if we assembled a great coaching staff, we were very dynamic in our relationships with kids and how we developed them and coached them, that eventually the byproduct was going to be good football. And that's really what it turned into. We continue to pride ourselves on the details, like we alluded to earlier about the experience at Bellarmine. And we're really proud of the work that we did at Blanchette.
Why Seattle Prep? What was the right fit for you?
Well, I think getting back to Jesuit education, that was exciting for me. And then also just a school that I think is very well-rounded, a phenomenal academic institution, great school from a faith standpoint, and then wonderful athletic programs as well. So I really see it as an opportunity to just kind of grow our program, attaching it and linking up with the other great programs on campus.
What type of team did you inherit?
We got a heck of a group. I'm really excited about our kids. You know, I mean, it's always tough, especially on our seniors, because they've been with a different coaching staff for the last 3 years and been trained and kind of embedded in the previous culture. And they've been very open to the new philosophy and the new culture that we've brought to Prep.
Your team captains, you got a couple on defense, a couple on offense. Tell me about, let's start with the defense. You're a defensive guy, so we'll start with the defensive captains. Tell me about Alex Hill and Jacob Terrell. Is that how you pronounce it?
Jacob Terrell. Two great kids. Alex is just a phenomenal captain, very selfless in his leadership, kind of one of those guys that just goes out and does it by example. Jacob is a phenomenal competitor and phenomenal athlete. He is a full ride scholarship to the University of Portland as a baseball player. But both those kids have done a great job in leading our efforts defensively.
And then on the offensive side, your captains are a pitch and catch combination, your quarterback and wide receiver.
Yeah, Josh Floor is a senior of ours. Again, another selfless kid, just hard worker. The epitome of what you want your program to be prided on. You know, I mean, he just great example for our kids. And then Kalu Strickland, very dynamic athlete. He's a starter on our basketball team here at Prep, and definitely a leader on our offense and very dynamic in the way he works as well.
Your offensive and defensive lines, pretty stout. I've seen some colleges that run no bigger than 285, 325, 265. You got some meat. Do you have some athletes as well on those lines?
We got some good kids up front. You know, the size is helping us a lot, but the reality is we're also pretty thin. And so from a coaching standpoint, you know, our offense and defensive line coaches have really taken a lot of pride in developing the guys around that nucleus. And so we need to get, you know, about 7 kids on the offensive line that we can rotate through to keep bodies fresh, and 5 or 6 kids on the defensive line. And so those kids may anchor us down, but really it's been about trying to develop the kids around them so that we can keep guys fresh.
Taking a look at this schedule, man, there's no breaks anymore in the Metro League. I remember when the Metro League couldn't play football. That's not the case anymore, is it? You got Eastside Catholic on the road coming up next week. You got to go back-to-back with that in O'Day. And then I see a game at the end of the year that you might be a little bit interested at Blanchette.
Yeah, you know, it's the one thing that I'll say that I really appreciate about Metro League football is that if you can get out of the conference, get yourself qualified to get into a state play-in game, then you're pretty battle-tested and ready to play in Week 10. And
right.
For us, I think that's our goal as a coaching staff, is position ourselves to where we can get our kids on a stage in Week 10 where they're playing for survival. You know, mm-hmm. Loser goes home and the season's over, and winner gets a chance to go on. And that's our goal, is to position our kids to be there at the end of the year so that they can feel what that truly feels like, so we can continue to grow the program. And in regards to that Week 8 game, you know, yeah, awesome opportunity for us, but really the way we see it is every week is an opportunity for us, and we just want to make sure that we're focused in on the week at hand.
What's going to have to happen for you guys to be in that opportunity to have that play-in game to get to state? I mean, you know your team better than anybody else. You know your strengths and weaknesses. So how do you see, when you shut your eyes and see yourself in a state play-in game, what is going to have to happen between now and then?
I think we got to stay healthy. I mean, we are fairly thin. So we definitely got to stay healthy. And I think most high school teams are dealing with that same challenge, is just making sure you're keeping bodies fresh and healthy to make a run at the end of the year. But it's also just executing offensively and being sound offensively, not turning it over. And then on the other side of the ball, just being real stingy on defense and being fanatical about taking it away. And on special teams, being game-changing and trying to tilt the field as much as we can to give our offense and defense great field position.
Well, Coach, it's great to talk to you, and best of luck building up this program to become another state contender like you had at Blanchette.
I appreciate it, Dick. Really excited about it.
Aaron Maul, the head coach of the Seattle Prep Panthers.